Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Barbara Weltman is here. Barbara is a longtime, more than 19-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? We've already had her 19th anniversary, and she's been such a great resource for us over the years. I don't know what we would do without her. She's our dear friend. The author of all the J.K. Lasser's books, Tax Deductions for Small Business, the series, the 2017, is it 18 out now, Barbara?
J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2017 is out. That's the 2017 return. Mm-hmm. And the 2018 edition is in production.
All right. So, folks, check that out, the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And then, of course, several other books, the Big Idea book, and I don't know how many others that she's written over the years. She's our good friend. Barbara, thanks again for being here. What are you telling people when you talk to them about staffing their companies? I mean, have you ever seen as disrupted a workplace as we have today from a standpoint of how to know what to do, when to hire, and how to find qualified people? That's one of the biggest, the weirdest things right now is we got millions of jobs openings, but we don't have enough qualified people.
Well, that's exactly right. And NFIB's monthly report said this is really one of the biggest problems for small businesses right now. They have job openings, or they're planning to have job openings, but it's hard to find qualified help. So what do you do? And I think that you have to consider a variety of strategies. It's not just using one, it's using whatever works for your situation and probably multiple strategies. So many companies use the online options with job postings, Indeed.com, Monster, and other sites like that, some of which are free and some of which you pay for, but that does get the information out there, and it does help you to weed through a lot of resumes and really hone down your choices. So that's probably one way. But I think even better is ask your employees if they know somebody, because they have a network of people, and likely you're going to only get referrals to people who you might even want to consider. So I think that might be even a better option for you.
Several years ago, a good friend of mine had the leading heating and air conditioning company. He was an engineer, too. He did engineering as well. But he had a leading HVAC company in the region. And he told me that after several years of trying to find qualified people, he gave up. And he started his own school inside of his business. He'd hire smart kids out of high school or the tech schools who already understood refrigeration, metalworking, things like that. He'd hire them and train them how he wanted them to be, and he grew his business and then sold it. I mean, it was a great strategy, but it was a lot of work on his part.
But he had
consistency.
Isn't that what President Trump is proposing with apprenticeships?
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's the very concept of having people work for you and learn on the job. And the advantage there is that you're training them to use your procedures, the way you want things to be done. So even if you hire somebody from the outside to go, there's still training involved. And so certainly your friend's strategy was right on.
Well, and I interviewed a guy that last week who runs a Japanese company. He's a president of the American operation, and that's what they do. He said, "We train our people from the inside. We bring them up.
Well, that's it. I think hiring from within has always been a strategy for many companies, but I think the problem are filling the entry-level positions in many cases because of the unfortunate, horrible education that is being doled out these days.
It's and of course, what I'm looking forward to, Barbara, is when people start actually doing more hiring. I mean, it's improving a little bit, but we still got some things to do before business owners feel confident, small business owners feel confident to really open up the gates and bring on more people.
Well, that's absolutely true. I think, just going back to the idea of how to find people, I think the social media sites are really an important strategy these days, especially for millennials.
I think you're right. Barbara, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, barbaraweltman.com is the website. 20 till. Right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.